Memphis police are investigating Cooper's role in an alleged armed robbery where the victim claims he was held up at gunpoint by Cooper and another individual. Fox 13's Bora Kim joins us live from the newsroom with more on where police are in this investigation. Bora?
State police have yet to file any charges, but they say they are actively pursuing this case. And the alleged victim says the man he thought was his friend turned out to be the robber. Police say the rapper Robert Cruz to Cooper is a suspect in the November 1st robbery at an apartment in Raleigh.
By my side, blood drips from ice. Ask me why, Armageddon fight, throwing finger signs up to the...
Yeah, what's up, world and Memphis? This is Jabari Oliver with MemphisRap.com. Got a special treat for you listeners right now and all you web heads on the internet site, MemphisRap.com. We're coming to you live and direct. So lock up your kids, put them in the basement. Because Cooper, nigga, is in the building.
Yeah, what's up with you? What's up, Memphis? What's up, y'all?
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to start this interview like this, man. I'm going to start with the basics. Now, where did you get your name from?
Well, you know, it comes from original last name. Was Cooper. It was Cooper. And I'm from Gangsta. I put the SDA and took the ER off and made Cooper. The nigga come from. I'm trying to get a little piece of everything I want. You know.
Okay, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Not many people brought the Nika in the game like that. That was very creative right there.
Yeah. Then I put the two K's on it, you know, to make it fancy. Double OK, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Now, how did it all start with 666 Mafia?
Well, me and Paul, we was in the same class and went to the same school, you know. He used to get up and put DJ Paul on the board. I'd get up and wipe it off, you know. He thought he had the best music. I just knew I had the good lyrics, and this we was always choking and chicken with each other. So, but then later on, we hooked up. Me, Paul, and Lord hooked up with Juice, and it was four of us. We started 666 Mafia.
Okay. Now, what school was that you and DJ Paul?
It was Hillcrest High.
Okay.
Hillcrest High School.
Okay. So it was almost like a rivalry in the beginning. He'll put
Paul
on the board, and you were scratching
off
like,
okay. Yeah, you got going on, Rev. I like going on. Your tricks ain't sounding good anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Back then, it was only two tape decks and a little earphone for the mic, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Started no equipment.
Like yeah. All right. Okay, now 666 is now 366 Mafia, from what originally started with many members and now has evolved into only two members. Were you an original member of the group?
Yes, the original member. When the other guys, it was something before 666 in which I was still doing music with Paul. But me, Paul, and Lord hooked up with Juicy, and we started 666 Mafia. And a couple of years later, Crunch came along. He was a dancer. And a couple of years after that, Boo came along. And they became original members when World Domination. Crunch
okay, during World Domination. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Really came, made two more, which made six.
All right. Cool. All right, now, do you still keep in contact with any of the former or present members of the group?
Yes, I talked to Boo. She's been going to L.A. I talked to Lord like 2 days ago, and Crunchy and Paul like last month. So, you know, I still love. Everybody still stay in touch with each other.
Okay, cool. Now, your underground solo album, The Devil's Playground, was a Memphis rap classic where you
was
Mafia at the time of its release.
Yes, I was. It came out in 94. We started 666 Mafia in 91, but I was rapping, you know, we had the little thing going before 91.
Okay.
I was a little young dude with a big fade.
Yeah. All right. No doubt, man. Okay, now, in your own words, what was the cause of your breaking up with 366 Mafia?
Well, it was me acting a fool, not showing respect for the rap game, not realizing that I had a name and who I was, you know, staying in the streets, getting in trouble. You know, it wasn't them, you know. I accept that, you know, and I do apologize to my fans for that, but we're going to get to something better with this new CD, The Devil's Playground.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how did it feel coming up with 366, man? Y'all doing shows, y'all selling out the frame in the stores, man? Like, what did it feel like?
Well, you know, even back then, you know, we had different styles. We knew we was going to make it because it was like we was doing mixtapes. We was in high school, and we was DJing. We was like 15 or 16, and we was DJ saying that at grown folks club, people like 35 and 29 was like playing the music in the clubs, and you know, I guess they thought we was grown, but we was actually doing it back then in the day. You know, not 50 Cent wasn't the only person doing it, selling mixtape. We was actually making a lot of money being teenagers.
Yeah, just selling mixtapes.
Mixtapes. Teenagers doing grown folks things, you know. So we was good back then.
Okay, all right. Some young entrepreneurs, for sure.
Yes, we were.
All right. Now, there was some tension with you and a particular member of Lil White's old crew with the televised occurrence of you going to jail for robbing that person. Can you tell the rap community about that, what really happened?
Well, it wasn't a robbery. It was a certain person was jealous. I promised them to take him with me because, you know, I got a little chest started Gangsta Boo and Scan Man and Fraser Boy, right? So I always had ears to the street, and I promised this person something. But when it came time to promote, it was like this person's medical condition, which he's paralyzed. I told him he wasn't going to be able to go because there would be more problems. He just got jealous. But anyway, false accusations came along, and they found out it wasn't true, and they dropped the charges. And I still love them. I still love them. I love everybody.
Okay, no doubt. Moving along. Now, you have said that you had trouble in getting your records played over the radio. Do you foresee any of those same problems coming in the future?
Oh, not now. I got my head on tight. No papers, no trouble, no crazy women, no drugs, nothing. Just a clear mind, man. And I can't be stopped this time. I got Lisa Lex, that's my manager. She's calling back to back with things right now. You know, as soon as we got the phone, she's real good. She got connects everywhere. It's the wonderfulest woman in the world, wonderfulest man, and we're going to be together till she gets old and gray, until I get old and gray, be sitting in the chair.
Okay,
back and forth.
Relax in the building.
Yeah.
Relax. Okay. Now, you mentioned crazy women. Like, do you have any crazy stories about any crazy women?
Woo, man, I remember I was in New York, and I was actually talking to Aaliyah, and we was at the Sony building in office, and I was telling this woman some things about who I was with, and she was kind of jealous, and she said, listen to this, and I said, what's that? She put one of my low profiles on flat, and I said, why you do that? She said, she did the other one. I said, oh, my God, you have to do it. She said, I'm putting the third one. She did the third one. She did the fourth one. I'm like, God dang.
You know, so
I had to leave them alone. You know, the size and low profiles, six times a month, add up.
You know, me
doing the late night shift, you know, I'm the last verse on the late night shift song, right? And, you know, I used to brag about it, and I guess you couldn't take it. So,
okay.
Because I had that voice for the women.
Okay, now after all your trials and tribulations, from being on 666 classics such as The End, When the Smoke Clears, 6661, Hypnotized, Camp Posse's Who Run It, to your solo projects such as The Devil's Playground, Cruise Nigga Presents Underground Music Volume 1, The Inevitable, now to your last release, Mind of Robert Cooper. Tell us what Cooster Nigga is up to today.
Well, I got three major labels, you know, hollering at me as we speak. You know, with the right promotion, I can't be stopped. With the best promotion behind me, I can become, you know, I got a style, I got a voice, I got my tribal cats, I got my trademark with the design beard, my step, my walk, my voice, and my style. It's going to hurt the nation. You know, I'm putting together Devil's Playground 2 New World Order. You know, I'm bringing creativity to the rap game. I'm bringing stories. And I'm putting the whole CD into a play like it's a movie. You know, and it's going to be hard to take that CD out the CD player and put it back in the CD case. And you got to put a lock on that case because people will get it.
Yeah. One of those.
That's going to be.
People going to
be.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Just like the original one.
Yeah. All right. Now the name of the CD is what is coming out that you're bringing out?
The Devil's Playground 2, New World Order.
Okay, The Devil's Playground 2. So you're taking it back to the basics, like the Underground album.
Yeah, I still got the 666 sound, the Memphis sound, but I got music for everybody, the Midwest, the Deep South, the East and the West. You know, I'm showing style, creativity. I got stories. I got everything. So you just won't get a headache just listening to the same beat. You know, and I got, you know, I got different styles. I got a deep voice. I got a light one. Then I got a high voice. So when I change up, don't get it confused. It's just me, baby. I'm just creative like that. I'm just the best. I'm not the king. I'm just the best.
Already. Coops the Coop. Right here on Mythicsrap.com. I'm the boss.
Live for life.
This Coops the Dick with bringing his management in with Lisa Lack. All right, going to the next question, man. Who are some of the artists you were working with on this album or on this project?
Hey, I got Gangsta Boo. Then, you know, Miho and Lord Infamous, which has been hard. You know, the original originators of Crunk, which we did bring it out there. We got a song called Originator Crunk, and it's hot. And I got Mr. Serve on from the No Limit Camp, and I got Sheila, you know. And there's some of us guys. Yes, and I'm in speaks with, Insane Clown Posse, you know, so, it's gonna be the greatest.
Okay, no doubt. Now, in your own opinion, who is running the overall rap game now?
Well, I say, Jay-Z, 50, Game, Rain, Kanye.
Okay. Now, of all those that you just mentioned, who are your favorite one? Which one is your favorite one? Who are you the most, you know, respectable towards, like, as far as artists in the rap game?
Okay, right now I'm going to take a coin out of my pocket because it's going to be 50 Cent on the other side.
Okay.
Game on the other side, so I'm going to flip it.
All right.
Okay. It's just the game. Game is the best.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, who are some of the local artists that you are feeling right now in this?
It's this guy named Coop. He has like this cool beard. The beard has like tribal art on his beard. He got like on his arm. He has like the uniquest style in the world. You could tell him you could tell who he is out of like a million rappers. The guy named Coop.
Yeah, for sure. So it's you. You coming with the heat out of Memphis.
Yeah, and I'm working on my stuff for the girls, so.
Yeah. All right, now what was your initial reaction to 3-6 Mafia making history and being the first hip-hop group to win an Oscar?
I was loving it. I'm like, oh, yeah, congratulations, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And that's a big thing for me because every time they say 3-6, you got to think of Coop. How can you forget?
Yeah.
I was loving it. I'm still loving it. And I'm going to use that, too, to my advantage. I guarantee you that.
For sure. So now, what were you when you got the announcement? Or were you watching it on TV or, you know, just wilding out or what? Like,
and this is for motivation. Actually, I was incarcerated. And it was just like a movie because I was going through things like what people movie about. And, you know, like I said, I was wrongfully accused. And I had to reevaluate my whole life and say, hey, it's time to wake up. It's time to do what you're good at. Your people went on it. I got to show these people that I can still get out there and make it. So I had to get my head and my mind right. And I went out there, I found me the greatest manager. And somehow we hooked up with MemphisRap.com and we're going to move straight ahead.
Already, man. Already.
Already, baby.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So much you gonna see me, baby.
Yeah. So are you on any other show circuits in locally in the South or in Memphis? Can we catch
any
clubs with you know, a feature with some of the other rappers in Memphis? What?
The thing about it, it's like with me, I'm so good, I think most rappers get scared. And, you know, it's not like when I'm going to do a feature, I'm going to out-bump them or outside of sound better. It's just my voice going to stand out anyway.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let them come to me. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it, but I'm going to let them come to me, and that's what I'm working on right now.
All right. You heard it here first, MemphisRap.com. Coops the Dicker. So, in closing, is there anything you would like to get off your chest? Anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to say to your fans?
Well, you know, I'm gonna get off my chest. I'm gonna get a couple of these herbs on my chest and put another tribal art tattoo on it. And I wanna say thanks to all my fans, you know, cause I'm cool. You take the K out for there, you got cool. Take the K out for there, the S behind the P, you got oops, cause that's how it is. And you know, I'm the handsomest thing in the world, and all the women, y'all gonna love me. You know, I'm not a stripper, I'm just a rapper, but you would think that, and it's all good, cause I love everybody. Chill. Yes,
sir. Alright, you heard it here first. I'm Jabari Oliver, you know what I'm saying? We got Coops the Dicker. shouting out on MemphisRap.com. Appreciate the love, Coop.
Yes, sir. Anytime, baby.
All right. We out.
I'm a soldier, the mother, I'm a soldier, the daddy. I'm a beast in these streets, I'm a beast when I eat. Keep the chop on cop, good weed on the spot. Keep my truck on color, still reppin' the gutter. Straight brown or white, put 28s on your life. Boy, I'm tatted like pop, white, hear your flow.
There's a reason to place a pistol between the eyes. Agent on me is because the love will be certified. Come at the hammer, laid off a rama straight to the head. He got no fingers and plus the media hanging instead. I've been to more places than more big faces you never had.